tonight, turn down the noise of the day and focus on the rest with AGZ, the nightly drink for winding down and resting up. New from AG1. AGZ supports your body's natural sleep cycle with clinically studied key herbs, adaptogens, and minerals in amounts supported by research. And no melatonin, helping you wake feeling rested. Wind down, rest up with AGZ. Learn more at drinkagz.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Taylor Dickerson, and then the football came out. Who recovers? Tennessee for the touchdown.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Good! And the Patriots have the lead.
Earlier on the show, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock. Coming up, your phone calls, latest injury news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, taking you to that Monday Night Football game at some point today. Good times this evening with the Chiefs and the Jaguars playing each other. It is going to be a big game for both. Obviously, the Chiefs have not been above 500 all year. They can do that with a win tonight in Jacksonville, which is going to be cooking. That stadium is going to be lit, everybody. That's going to be tonight on Monday Night Football as the Jaguars would love to say, everybody, hey, we're 4-1 just like the Colts. We're 4-1, and we just beat the Chiefs, and we have a shot at the conference and our division. That's what's at stake tonight. We already spoke to Mike Mayock. If you missed that, don't worry. We re-air by your clicking the tile at the bottom of our Disney Plus page to watch us whenever you want. And then there's our podcast. All 3 hours, there's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We're here on, as I mentioned, Disney Plus, the ESPN app everywhere, and ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial to have a conversation with us here on the program. So we're through 5 weeks. I mentioned how the win by the Patriots last night, knocking the Bills out of the ranks of the unbeaten, just like the Broncos did to the Eagles earlier in the day, made this a wide open affair in the American Football Conference and a wide open affair just overall. And anybody could win it. Truly anybody can win it. And there's one team, though, that I believe through 5 weeks has played complete football games better than anybody else. And there's one in the NFC, and there's one in the AFC. And the one in the NFC, I will start with here, that's the Detroit Lions. After losing to Green Bay, and it's kind of quaint, it was a month ago we were all wondering if their coordinators, Johnny Morton on offense, Kelvin Shepard on defense, were going to be their undoing, because that's what happened to the Eagles after they made the Super Bowl and they lost two coordinators, and we were all wondering what happened to that team from the year before. And I know the Lions didn't make the Super Bowl last year, and as a matter of fact, they were one and done by a Commanders team that had a huge win in Los Angeles yesterday, which we'll get to in this hour a little bit more than we already have. And the Lions, all they did after week one losing to Green Bay is destroy everybody. The only team that came close were the 1.0 Ravens of 2025. The 2.0 is like a shadow of their former selves.
Jeez, yeah.
But the Lions have scored 161 points over their last four. That's the third most points in any four-game span in Detroit history. And if I'm going to talk about Baker Mayfield as an MVP candidate, you've got to say the guy right next to him is Jared Goff.
I thought you were going to say Tesla.
That's your first sports center.
You know, which is what the Scottish call golf without the
golf.
Seventh career game with a completion percentage of 80% or better and three or more passing touchdowns. That's tied for fifth all time. The only ones who have a better such mark are named Rodgers, Brady, Breeze, and Manning. Peyton Manning. Ooh. Or DeBate Manning, depending on when you see him on your screen right now.
Motivating Manning.
Motivating Manning.
Yeah, that's Peyton Manning, all that stuff.
Yeah. Although I'll be straight up with you. I've already seen Eli and Danny DeVito quite enough. Fifth game with a passer rating of 150 or better since 2024. That's two more than any other quarterback. Jared Goff. And Gibbs and Montgomery, Sonic and Knuckles did it again. A touchdown in the same game for the 14th time. That ties Emmett and Daryl Johnston. Moose was on the call, actually, when he watched that happen. Oh, and Montgomery threw for a touchdown yesterday as well. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 100 receiving yards again. 25th career game with eight or more receptions. Only Michael Thomas, can't guard Mike, had more such receptions in his first five seasons.
Also, Rich, really cool about Montgomery, his older sister had been paralyzed in a car accident.
Yeah,
and that
she
was the
there.
First time she's watched him play in person since
her
accident.
Yeah, they kept cutting away to her in the game. Kirby Joseph with an interception. He now has 20 in his first four seasons. He became the sixth player this decade to do that. Destroyed them. And once again, what they do is they leave you wondering if you can play football anymore. That's how they're beating you. Again, Chicago felt that way after they took care of Chicago in week two. Baltimore, after that game, definitely when Baltimore the next week went to Kansas City, that's where it all began to go downhill, right? Some of the injuries that Baltimore began to suffer on that short week after the Monday night loss at home to Detroit. Cleveland changed their quarterbacks. Now Cincinnati, everyone's wondering what's up there. Detroit is destroying everybody right now. And the next game is a Sunday nighter at Kansas City. Here we go before a Monday nighter against Tampa. Rubber's meeting road about what I'm saying. Ooh. The Lions are the best team in the NFL
right now.
And I'll tell you what, my power rankings lost one versus two, you know, one and two, sort of like the top 25 preseason in college football. Texas and Penn State out. Philly and Buffalo lost. The Lions were three. Tune into my power rankings on Wednesday. I'm now teasing a segment that you guys forced me to do years ago that I'm kind of into
forced
now.
That you really
look
enjoyed.
At you, exactly. All grown stuff.
And then now they have a bye. That's how the Lions are playing right now. Let me talk to you about Cincinnati real quick.
You sure?
Yeah. I said Jake Browning is the season's not over. Jake Browning is going to play just like the Jake Browning who won four of his seven starts in the place of Joe Burrow 2 years ago, and I'm still waiting for that Jake Browning to show up. Don't be fooled by Jake Browning's final line right now. I mean, that fourth quarter, the game was over. I know Ja'Marr Chase got his in that fourth quarter, which definitely helps the people who drafted him first overall in fantasy that probably lost the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I said it with such conviction, it didn't sound like I had my finger on that chess piece, but if I may. Before that move becomes official. If I'm the Bengals right now, I am absolutely calling the Giants to say, how much for Jameis Winston?
Yep. Oh, now you want to call.
That's the, you know, no, I do. I do. Now I would, because I'm not seeing the Jake Browning of 2 years ago right now. I'm seeing a Jake Browning looking at headlights. That's what I'm looking at right now. That's what I'm seeing. Some of the throws, the one that he made right to Anzalone. I mean, even Moose was saying, he's right there. Sometimes guys throw interceptions. You're wondering, how do you not see him right there? Stared him down. Made the throw. It was terrible. Killing the team. All three of his interceptions were on his side of the field. Short fields for the Lions. And the Bengals defense, you got to give it up. They were not breaking. They were bending a little bit, but they didn't break. They kept the Bengals in this game. If Browning from 2 years ago showed up, they could have won it. You know, but as I said, the Lions are playing the best football in the NFL, and if you're making the mistakes, they're gonna beat you up with it. And eventually, they did. And if I'm the Bengals, I'm calling the Giants and saying, "What do you want for Jameis? He's your third string guy. You know, clearly you're gonna be starting Dart. And if there's any way, shape, or form that Dart goes down, you know, then you're gonna put in Russ. And if there's any way that he goes down, then you're gonna want a top five pick anyway." You know, I would just, how's that for a pitch to Joe Shane? Well, what do you want for Jameis? Because Kirk Cousins coming in, it just doesn't sound to me like the Bengals. I know Mike Mayock said that they should have made that call. That's a lot of money. And again, do you have that Mike Brown drop that we have that was going to be played whenever Trey, we knew Trey Hendrickson was going to be. I think I mistakenly called him Henderson in last hour.
Hendrickson.
Hendrickson. Yeah. That's the guy. Trey Hendrickson.
The Velcro?
Yeah, please. That's our soundbite for any time the Bengals make a signing for good reason. And Cousins costs them money next year, too. There's some guaranteed money for next year when you know you're not going to use him next year. But if he's the right move for this year, and I just don't think he's the guy that you could really give up a lot of capital and cost a lot of money if he's expensive for a reason. But you get what you pay for. And for me, Jameis can light it up. Can you imagine Jameis throwing to Chase and Higgins?
The games would be much more watchable.
Well, that's not what you're playing for. You're playing to try and salvage a season before Burrow comes back. That's the other thing, too. What, are you going to tell Cousins you're sat when Burrow comes back?
Well, yeah.
You're also saying don't even bring Burrow back. I know you're saying that. The line played better. The line gave some time. And I know Jordan Palmer, our friend, said that, you know, his protege was a perfect 9 for 9 when given a clean pocket in his two games when he was otherwise looking poor. But he had some time yesterday.
What would the record have to be occasion. If you're Burrow to be like, yeah, I can come back and make a difference?
Any record. He's going to want to come back. It's that simple. I'm not sitting there and if they start losing 3 out of every 4, then he won't come back. And I'm basically giving them a win this week, even though they're probably not going to get it at Green Bay.
You're giving, wait a minute.
I just said that just as being a friend. I think they're going to lose their 4th and 1. I mean, there's no way off a bye Green Bay, if Browning makes these mistakes, is going to lose that game. It's just not going to happen. This won't happen. Then there's a short week against Pittsburgh. Maybe you show some magic, and then you got the Jets coming after that. And again, the Jets, as we all know, could be 0-6 after we see them on NFL Network against the Broncos on Sunday. Listen, yeah. I know what I said about Browning. It's not aging well at all. And I'm definitely seeing what they're saying, how he's playing. And I would call the Giants for Jameis. Again, he's your third inactive guy. You're playing Dart. That's the end of that. We know that. Like, you're all about Dart getting all his time right now. And you're not going to pull Dart for Russ. You're only going to put Russ in if Dart can't go. And if, heaven forbid, Russ gets hurt, then why are you going to miss Jameis? At that point in time, you're trying to get your best draft choice you possibly can. I would ask for Jameis.
I get it.
Now for the team that's playing as well in the AFC as I think the Lions are playing in the NFC. And I mean this when I say it, with all due respect to the Bills being 4-1. But how about your 4-1 Indianapolis Colts right now?
Yeah, buddy.
Shocking.
They're just destroying everybody also. Their win this past week was, as we know, a destruction, an absolute dismantling of the Las Vegas Raiders. They turned Geno over again and again and again. They've got a massive problem, the Raiders do, with the number of interceptions Geno is throwing. That's 9 now this year. But Daniel Jones he looks cool as a cucumber. Yeah. He steps back and he's not making stupid decisions. He's not. He's not making some of the mind-boggling moves that you saw from sometimes at the Giants. Like, why would you throw it there? Do you not see this? What's happening? He's got a clear vision of what's going on. Pre-snap, post-snap. You know what helps you bring some focus in is a guy who can run the football like Jonathan Taylor.
Dude, crushing it.
He's the only player with a 3-touchdown game this year, and he's got 2 of them in the last 3 weeks. 17 carries, 66 rush yards. He wasn't lighting it up in terms of yards per carry, but what he was doing was just getting it in the end zone. And the Colts defense was turning Geno over and giving some short fields to Daniel Jones, who's throwing and not turning it over himself. And voila, 163 points through the first 5 games of 2025, which is, two more than the Lions have had in the last four games. And that's the second most by a Colts team of the Super Bowl era. Peyton Manning's 2007 team had only 1 point more through the first five games. They've now won three games by 20 or more points this season in five contests. That's the most in the NFL. Do you know how many wins they had, TJ Jefferson? I want to ask Chris, because I mentioned this in the Overreaction Monday pod that we've already recorded, wherever you get your podcasts. Or, by the way, it airs on ESPN2 at 4:30 Eastern time, I'm pleased to say. Do you know how many 20 or more point victories the Colts had? I'll give you the last three seasons combined.
One.
Zero. Oh, zero. They didn't do it at all. They had three wins by 10 or more points in that span. Do you know any such 10 or more point wins they had just last season?
I'm going to have to say zero.
That's
Alex.
Correct. You win both showcases. So then you look at the Colts schedule. You want to pop that up, everybody? Let's pop that up, everyone. The Indianapolis Colts schedule. They're home for Arizona. And the matchup between the two teams this year that had guys who just mindlessly flipped the ball away before scoring. Gosh. So if you know there's going to be one game next week where nobody does it, it's this one.
Right. Just hold on.
And then they're at the Chargers, home for the Titans. At Pittsburgh, man, they can win that game 100%. And then I'll be straight up with everybody. Straight up. When we got the international schedule at NFL Network and we're seeing, okay, that game's in Ireland. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. And we saw a game in the Jets and the Broncos. Like, that's a good one.
Yeah.
We saw some other ones. There's a one in Spain between the Dolphins and the Commanders. Like, that's a good one.
Spain.
The one in Berlin where it's like Falcons and Colts were like, oh, that's nice. Berlin's nice. How's that one looking now?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then there's a bye week. Colts at Kansas City is going to be awesome. Let's see what Daniel Jones does in that crucible at Seattle. Monday nighter home against San Francisco, which is one of those primetime games that technically ESPN could flex out of. You know what they're not doing?
Flex out of.
They finish up home against Jacksonville and at Houston. AFC South, once upon a time, was just, you know, one team and then everyone else. Not anymore.
Nope.
Fun stuff going down in Indianapolis. Fun stuff. So right now, what are the odds for a Lions-Colts Super Bowl?
Oh, Rich Eisen, speaking my language.
What about them apples?
Oh, yeah.
I was looking up Patriots-Bucks earlier because that was fun. That's 200-1. Colts and Lions.
You put it together?
Is going to get you 43-1.
I was going to say 50.
Right now, they're the two teams playing the best football through 5 weeks. Again, they could have won that game here in Los Angeles against the Rams. The Lions had no shot against Green Bay week one. They just got pounced on.
It happens.
It does happen. It and they haven't lost since. They looked like a completely different team this last month.
Also, let's be honest, kind of cool that, you know, obviously not cool that Mr. Irsay passed, but kind of cool that his daughter's running the franchise now and they're doing so well. There's some kind of
understand what you were saying.
Dope about that.
I hear you. So, Colts and the Lions, they are playing good football and the best, right? Name me another one. Name me another one. And is it true that did I see that the Steelers are the Ravens are still favored to win the AFC North?
Yep, that is absolutely
this year.
Yeah,
in 2025,
right now. Since you're talking about odds in a town where Mo Green still, despite founding the town,
I mean that's so disrespectful.
There's no plaque or a signpost at all.
Yep,
to commemorate his memory.
Maybe Mo didn't do the things that Mo claims he did.
Once upon a time, he talked to Michael Corleone in a way that he's normally used to talking to.
Hence why there's no sign.
His brother Fredo was, doing something two at a time that prevented people from drinking at a table.
Well, Fredo's been over there.
Company shout out. This is courtesy of ESPN Bet Odds. Baltimore Ravens are even money to win the AFC North. The Steelers are plus 110.
Despite what the current reality is.
Yeah.
Who's making these odds, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah. And to win the Super Bowl.
Somebody named Baltimore Mike.
And to win the Super Bowl, by the way, to hold the trophy at the end, you guys know they give out a trophy when you win the final game of the season.
I remember
the
years
Ravens
ago.
Have the sixth best odds.
Still, right now.
Right now. They're 1-4. They're 15-1.
They're going to be 1-5. Honestly,
they're going to be 1-5. They have
unless
better
the
odds.
Cooper Rush from Dallas walks through that door.
There's still three quarters of the season left.
They have better odds than the team that's going to beat them on Sunday, the Rams. The Rams are 16-1. The Chargers are 18-1. Niners, 18-1.
Do you even dare?
Colts, 20-1.
If you're Sean McVay spending a split second talking to your team
I
about that.
I would absolutely
that.
Bring this up. Why wouldn't you?
Here's the deal. Every week we're seeing this happen. You can't. There's no guaranteed dubs in the NFL.
Like, well, just look at this past week.
Yeah. So you may think they're going to definitely lose, but I don't know.
Don't you think the Bills beating the Patriots beating the Bills and the Titans beating the Cardinals cleaned out many survivor pools around the country?
In the survivor pool that I am in,
yes, sir.
24% took the Cardinals this weekend. Another 20% took the Rams. Bye-bye.
That's half a fan.
I took the Colts. Still alive.
Still alive. You've taken five bullets.
Like Rich,
let's 5 weeks.
Like Rich and I in guillotine. Still alive.
Yeah, you guys are
hanging on.
TJ, you're...
Godfather drops.
Is your neck under the knife this week?
Nah, I'm safe this week.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's somebody who knows somebody in your house that's in the...
No. Is it Megan Gailey? She might be. Oh, no. Diehard Colts fan.
Guess what? She'll have a lot to watch. She's the Marie Antoinette of this week, I believe. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh no. Poor Megan.
Yeah, which by the way puts Josh Jacobs and Josh Allen. Two Joshes will be back in
Josh Allen.
Pasquantino pool.
Oh, yeah. Are you gonna unload the fab dollars for Josh Allen?
I don't think I'm going to divulge anything publicly.
We have Jared Goff, right?
Keep that quiet.
Oh, I've got Jared Goff. I'm very happy. You know who I have on the backup? Jake Browning. Laugh all you want, pal.
We are.
Why are you? You don't have to hold on to this.
Yeah, you know who had more fantasy points this week than Jared Goff? Was Jake Browning. Just throwing it out there.
Wow.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take your phone calls. When we come back, we focus on the National Football Conference's Eastern Division.
Yeah, how about them?
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. O'Reilly Auto Parts, and that jingle. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. I've been to O'Reilly Auto Parts over and over again, and I get exactly what I need. The parts and a friendly face. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts, they can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. Of course, the importance of being helpful and having a friendly service face look right at you and say, "We've got your back. We've got your car ready to go back on the road it makes all the difference, doesn't it? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Rich Eisen here for Sonos, the speakers that bring every game to life in my own house. With studio quality sound, Sonos makes you feel like you're right there in the stadium. Whether you're cheering on your team, binging your favorite show, or listening to the hottest songs, Sonos fills every room with incredible sound. Setup is easy. Just plug in, open the Sonos app, and you're ready to go. Want stadium quality sound at home just like me? Because I love Sonos. You will too. Explore soundbars, speakers, and more at Sonos.com. Sonos, they look as good as they sound. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. They make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's go to Austin in Shreveport, Louisiana. What's up, Austin?
Shreveport.
Hey, how's it going, Rich? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Man, I just want to talk about just how when I think we got something going good, my Cleveland Browns find a way to disappoint me yet once again. Just when I thought Dylan Gabriel, he did look good the whole game, 19 to 33, 190 yards, I think two TDs. Judkins is a dog, and I just can't figure it out, you know.
I don't know, man.
On defense.
Austin, if you had told me going into the game that that we would see Dylan Gabriel have as many passing touchdowns against the Vikings as Flacco had over the first 4 weeks of the season, that his passer rating would be 34 points better than Flacco through the first 4 weeks of the season, that Quinshon Judkins would have a career-high 110 rushing yards and 128 scrimmage yards, and that he would become the first Browns player with 95 or better scrimmage yards in three straight games in a single season since Nick Chubb 3 years ago. And we would also see Myles Garrett chasing down and knocking out Carson Wentz for a brief bit. I would have thought, there we go. That's a win. And then it was not. Lo and behold, as they gave up a go-ahead touchdown to a guy who was benched for the first quarter due to a coach's decision that we still don't know about, and Kevin O'Connell for Jordan Addison. So I guess that might be the most Browns thing we've heard this year. Austin in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Also, man, Kevin Stefanski, I don't understand. In the last 3 minutes of the game, you call two back-to-back up-the-gut run plays, 0 yards come out of it, and then you have to punt it away to the team that, you know, has the potential with Justin Jefferson to go down the field and score like they did.
Thanks.
And toss us the game.
Thanks for the call, Austin. But at least Dylan Gabriel, I thought, did well. Right? Much better against the Vikings defense than I thought was blitzing from jump.
Yeah. Held his own, threw a couple of tutties, got the tight ends involved. Yeah, he looked good.
So
I mean, Judkins is an absolute monster. So
right. I think this draft class, Fannin and Schlesinger and Graham.
Yeah, they killed the draft.
And I think the draft looks good.
The two number ones they got.
I mean, there are some Browns fans that want Stefanski gone. He's a two-time coach of the year.
I don't think that would
Be helpful
be
at
helpful
all.
Or beneficial at all.
No. Hey, next up is at Pittsburgh. Let's see what happens.
Hey, I think they can win that game.
Did you go high register?
A little bit.
Got it. Let's talk NFC East. The Washington Commanders, as we all know, it was an ugly win week one against the Giants, and then it got ugly for them in Green Bay to the point where they lost Jaden Daniels for 2 weeks. Marcus Mariota, in his first game in the place of Jaden Daniels, throws one to Terry McLaurin, who almost scores a touchdown. He gets taken down. It's called a touchdown. It's then ruled no touchdown. He's out at the half-yard line, not because he mistakenly flipped the ball in celebration too soon. He's just taken down in week one and then taken out of the game, and now he hasn't played in 2 weeks. And it's kind of like, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
They win that game, Washington, against Vegas, but lose in Atlanta the next week. And Jaden Daniels is now coming back without McLaurin, and he's got a knee brace. And who the hell's running the football for him anyway?
Right.
That was the question about the hold on a second.
Yeah. Can you please move?
I can't see him.
He can't see
I'm literally standing right behind me.
There's another guy with a rake. There's two of them.
But the bottom line is, this is a team that coming into week number five had not played like the team that had knocked everybody out of the playoffs except for the Philadelphia Eagles last year. Right? And then they showed up in SoFi, and the one thing that I take away from this game, with 27 unanswered and a ton of takeaways and sacks-a-palooza of Justin Herbert, a Chargers team that is definitely missing their two tackles now. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
It's now really coming home to roost. And this team that we saw in SoFi on Sunday for the first time in 2025 looked like the team from last year. Mm-hmm. Where they were bringing the wood and Jaden Daniels was an absolute task for the defense. And I saw that, and then Bill Kroski Merritt. Nice to meet you.
Bill Kroski.
Bill Kroski Merritt. Sounds like that guy you meet at the Elks Club trying to sell you some real estate.
Having a couple cocktails.
Yeah. Hi, Bill Kroski Merritt. Nice to meet you.
Just ripping heaters.
Was he ripping? Dude.
Bill Kroski.
He sounds like, doesn't he?
I know. It's like Bill Brask.
Not wondering about the run game now, are we? Are we? I'm not. That was it. That was Rick Dalton GIF right there.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Jaden Daniels wasn't running it in and throwing it in and doing all of it. He wasn't lighting up the fantasy world. You know what I mean?
No, Debo's balling too.
That's correct.
Debo is balling.
Right. And so that was a script flipper right there for Jaden Daniels, who came up with his 12th game with 200 or more passing yards and no interceptions since 2024. And the only ones who have as many such games are Lamar and Jared Goff. Mahomes can join them tonight. And Bill Kroski Merritt, 111 rush yards, two scores, and 39 receiving yards as well. He leads the NFL in yards per carry. It's 6.6.
Ooh.
Okay. 27 unanswered. That was large a win after being down 10-0. Largest win after facing a double-digit deficit for Washington since 2001. 1.5 sacks for Vaughn. And then the unkind cut for Jim Harbaugh is the individual who essentially sealed it with a 1-yard line interception of Justin Herbert. It's Mikey Sandristil, who's part of Jim Harbaugh's team 144 that won it all for the University of Michigan. The last undefeated team to win a national championship. Maybe ever in college football. So, well done, Washington. And they're now 3-2, mm-hmm. just one game behind Philadelphia. And looking at the Washington schedule, as we looked at Philadelphia's schedule in week number one, they don't face each other until week 16. Oof. And then they face them in week 18. Mm-hmm. And in between is Washington's home date with Dallas, where they visit in 2 weeks. The next game for the Commanders is a Monday nighter. Chicago coming off of a bye. And that's going to be lit. As Jaden Daniels is back, we're assuming maybe McLaurin could be back, and they are back in the spot where the Hail Mary took care of Chicago and essentially started a tailspin for the Matt Eberflus era for the Bears. That's their next game before a visit to Kansas City after the visit to Dallas on a Monday night, week 8. Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Home for Seattle, home for Detroit. Next five are pretty big for the Commanders. Pretty monster big for the Commanders before they go to Spain and then have a bye week. Perfect time for them to show up looking like last year, which is what I thought they looked like for the first time this year. And you're Dallas Cowboys, pal. I don't want to hear it about, oh, the Jets this, the Jets that, this, that, the other thing. Look at the Arizona Cardinals. They lose to the Titans. Mm-hmm. Look at the Bills against the Patriots. All due respect, Chris. All due respect.
Say that
the
first.
Bills are supposed to win their home games against the division opponent. It doesn't matter who you face. You have to beat the ones that you are facing. because this is not homecoming. This is the National Football League. Okay? So your Cowboys, pal, got it done against a Jets team that just had a short week in Miami and wanted to show up and show out for their coach and make sure he's not the first 0-5 team in the history of the National Football League without a single takeaway by the defense, which they now are. Oof. Unfortunately for Aaron Glenn, he deserves a better fate than that. And the Dallas Cowboys minus CeeDee Lamb go in there and take care of the Jets. And, you know, Dak is, could you say Dak's playing his best football of his career? TJ, you've watched them all.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say.
Don't you think?
The advanced numbers on what he's doing, you know, when you do a deep dive, it's he's having an amazing season.
18 to 29 for 237 yards and four touchdowns. Four of them.
But we all know Dak is only going to be judged based upon what he does in
January
19.
Which, by the way, you can get to January right now. 2-2-1 is absolutely in the mix in the NFC. Let's get CeeDee Lamb back. Let's figure out what you can do on defense. Mm-hmm. And then one other thing before I'll give you the floor. Honestly, one of the many reasons why I wasn't buying into the Cowboys this year. First of all, was the head coach. I think he's proven that he's pretty darn good.
I think so.
Brian Schottenheimer. He's calling the plays. The offense looks terrific. It's one of the best offenses in the NFL. And one of the reasons why they are is the other reason why I thought I needed to see it before I could buy it. We were saying this also, Chris. You were on the board of like, who the hell's going to run it?
Yeah.
Javonte Williams. Yeah. Let's check the box.
He's been awesome.
He's great.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought so. You know, he had a great rookie year, then injuries took over, right? Yeah. He got hurt. He had to rehab. But, man, I am so happy with him right now.
A buck 35 and a score yesterday behind an offensive line that was missing four or five guys. Yeah. So the offensive line, in all honesty, you got to look at it this way. Sometimes you got to look at the alternative, correct? All right?
Mm-hmm.
And the alternative could have been they go into New York, a Jets team pulls it together before they go to London and beats a team with a very talented defense, which they still have. I mean, they're missing Quincy Williams in a big way. And so the Jets could have beaten a team that had been down their best receiver and four of their five linemen. Mm-hmm. The running attack could have been non-existent, and you're like, oh. Well, look who ran for 200 yards for Carolina. The guy that they just let walk and Rico Dowdle.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that could have been, and the Cowboys are 1-3-1, and what the hell's wrong with them? And instead they're 2-2-1 with them. I think this is an impressive win in MetLife.
Look,
and they're right there. They're 2-2-1. The Commanders are 3-2, and the Eagles are sitting there at 4-1. Let's go to work.
Yeah.
Let's go to work. We have Dak after the game on this front. Oh, and because the fans were chanting MVP for him. Because, you know, you guys are everywhere.
This is true.
No, North Jersey. You know that's a big Dallas crowd.
Not bad. Here we go. Hit it.
Here my life.
We travel.
I mean, my ears work. So I heard it, but I didn't hear it to your answer. It's week 5. I don't care. I don't care if it was week 17. Right now, the success and the continued success is going to happen is just a beneficiary of all the guys in that locker room. I didn't play near as well of a game that I wanted to. Well, too many incompletions. I got to look back and see why. Sometimes, you know, it's just happy and excited fans.
Obviously, he's playing the best football of his career, I think. And on top of it, you normally, when you lose your top receiver due to a freaky run play, right, you're not going to go 7 touchdowns with 0 interceptions and a passer rating of 128.7 over those two games. But guess what he's done? That. And when the defense couldn't stop the Packers, he was answering. Well done.
Yeah, Dak was runner-up for MVP. I think we forget about that in 2023 when Lamar Jackson won. Yeah. 4,500 yards, 36 touchdowns. He's playing, like you said, if not better than that, you know, right now, and he's on a great pace.
And Pickens, man. Pickens is doing what you wanted him to do.
Flournoy last night was incredible. Yes, yeah. Six for one. Well,
and Fergie Ferg, man.
Yeah.
He's one of the best tight ends in the NFL right now.
He went a whole season without scoring touchdowns, and then he decided, oh, since I'm playing TJ in fantasy, let me get all those back. And
one last one. Javonte Williams already has a career-high 5 rushing touchdowns. Okay.
He's going to shatter that.
Who's got him in best ball? Me and TJ.
Williams is the fifth Cowboys player with 5 or more rushing touchdowns in the team's first 5 games of the season. The others are named Zeke, DeMarco Murray, Calvin Hill, and Emmett, who, by the way, did it 4 times. Zeke did it 3.
Zeke was nice.
Here's another little Cowboys stat. Williams and Ryan Flournoy, the receiver,
yes,
they became the first running back wide receiver combo in Dallas history. We're talking the Dorsetts, the Emmetts, the Pearsons, the Irvins, to each have 100 yards before halftime. First time it's ever happened in Dallas history. Dude. A running back with 100 yards, receiver with 100 yards before the half.
Good job out of them. I thought it was a nice win for them.
It was. And look, Rich, I'm not trying to say this team is great, but as I was telling Chris, we are, you know, one drop pass, and maybe if our time guy was a little less scrupulous.
Let's look ahead and know that you're taking on a Carolina team in Carolina next week that is much better at home. They shut out the Falcons and they came back on the Dolphins.
Why is it that when I Carolina try to say not done on the road? It, you guys try to shut me down. I was trying to be like, no.
And then it's a Rico Dowdle revenge game. Thank you. It's a rare Rico Dowdle revenge game coming up next week.
Rico.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Next, when we come back, finally, we're going to get a real Dodger fan in here rather than this Fergazi that's working our faders over there.
I don't even know if that's true.
No, that is definitely not true. Del Tufo is more of a real fan than
O'Shea Jackson Jr. Careful.
Man, he's going to have a microphone in front of him. Like less than a year ago.
He's back from shooting his movie. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is going to join us next to finish this program.
What time the Red Sox game?
What time the Red Sox game is a great way to go to break. Good question. I think it's set for March.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. As the holiday season rolls around, we know that you strive to do everything you can to bring cheer and joy to your loved ones. And as a credit union dedicated to serving all veterans, active duty, and their families, we understand that every little bit counts. And for a limited time, you can earn a $250 cash bonus when you spend $2,500 on the Cash Rewards and Cash Rewards Plus cards in the first 90 days. Plus, you could also earn up to 2% unlimited cash back, making those holiday savings easier. Give joy. Get joy. Join now at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash rewards for details. Offer ends January 1st, 2026. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show simulcast, what is it that makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? Ooh. Is it the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew, the capability to go off-road? Maybe it's the up to 600-plus miles of range. It's all rhetorical. We always know the answer. It's you, the driver behind the wheel, behind something as special as the Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid is so much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603 for more details. Back from his shoot, ladies and gentlemen, one of the stars of No Contest Wrestling, along with TJ Jefferson, it is O'Shea Jackson.
Yes. Yes.
My goodness.
Yes. Yes.
Good to see you.
Man, what's been going on, man?
Just watching you and TJ go hold down the fort of the ESPN YouTube and Facebook pages at WrestlePalooza.
Yes, that's we sure are great. it was an amazing opportunity. We knocked that out the park.
You know what? And here I thought when you were going to come back in early October that I would turn you and say maybe you could close games for the Los Angeles Dodgers. But all of a sudden, that's been rectified. All of a sudden.
Yeah,
your Dodgers are locked in right now. It's kind of crazy.
It feels pretty good because I definitely was going into the playoffs worried about the bullpen.
Yes.
And you got to love Sasaki, man.
Dude.
You got to love him.
How about this? game one started with, it started, TJ, you asked this question before the show. Go ahead and ask the question about the National League Divisional Series, if we've ever seen something before.
Oh, yeah. I was like, have we ever in the history of baseball seen a guy with 55 home runs strike out a cat with 56 home runs?
That's like what that? Happened. To start the divisional playoff round for the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Philadelphia Phillies with Ohtani taking care of Schwarber. And then Ohtani gives you six, right, with nine strikeouts.
Mm. That's insane.
All right. No, he gives up a triple to Real Muto, which is, you know, gives him a, he leaves it with a deficit.
Yeah.
Teoscar Hernandez gives them the lead. And then Tyler Glasnow gives you a couple innings.
Crazy.
And then Sasaki closes it. That's the way the Dodgers are going to win it all again, if that's repeatable.
Well, it's one game at a time, okay. Rich. One game at a time. I love all the Dodger fans on Twitter giving the Phillies work. This seems to be a part of a playoff scheme that they've had going into it and that we've all not known about, and they let us bicker and worry and all that. But I'm loving what we're seeing right now. My man Sasaki, yeah, one game where out of the – he threw seven pitches in the – slowest one was 99.8 miles per hour.
I mean his splitter is just beyond nasty. Why? When O'Shea Jackson Jr., Chris Brockman, is talking about Sasaki, you couldn't see it maybe because you were just locked in my gazing eyes. Mm. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
What's so funny about him talking about Sasaki being the new closer?
This is the guy who started watching baseball like, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, coming at me like, man, I was so worried about the Dodger pen in the postseason.
First of all, it was not 10 minutes ago. It was at least a year and 10 minutes ago. World champion Dodgers.
Yeah, just having a good time with my friend.
Love it, man. Mm-hmm. I love it. I need some hate.
To me, that's the story of the first weekend of the divisional playoff round. You know, we'll see what the Cubs can do to potentially even the series like the Mariners did on the Tigers last night. The Blue Jays destroying the Yankees for the first two games of the divisional playoffs is, you know, unfortunate for Yankee fans, but not a surprise. But the Dodgers being able to go from Ohtani to Glasnow with a quick bit from their actual relievers, from their actual year-long bullpen in Vesia to hand it off to Sasaki.
But if Sasaki is going to be the closer for this team, that could be dangerous for everyone else.
Wait till Kershaw comes out of the pen and gives you a couple innings. Starter to Kershaw to somebody from the pen who doesn't blow it to Sasaki.
Yep.
Oh, I finally did notice a little bit of baseball strategy.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, because before, baseball is just like, I hope he doesn't hit it. I hope he doesn't hit it. But in game one, my man Sanchez, who was the pitcher on the loser Phillies.
Yeah.
I saw in the second inning, he was already up to 32 pitches. I was like, that's a high number.
Wow, all of a sudden, O'Shea Jackson Jr. Number. Turns into Peter Gammons.
And then he gassed out.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney+, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.